God has raised this very Jesus from death, and we are all witnesses to this fact. He has been raised to the right side of God his Father, and has received from him the Holy Spirit, as he had promised. What you now see and hear is his gift that he has poured out on us. All the people of Israel then are to know for sure that this Jesus, whom you crucified, is the one that God has made Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were deeply troubled, and said to Peter and the other apostles, "What shall we do, brothers?" Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven, and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit. For God's promise was made to you and your children, and to all who are far away, all whom the Lord our God calls to himself." Peter made his appeal to them, and with many other words he urged them, saying, "Save yourselves from the punishment coming on this wicked people." Many of them believed his message and were baptized. And about 3,000 people were added to the group that day. They spent their time in learning from the apostles, taking part in the fellowship, and sharing in the fellowship meals and the prayers.